Hi, this is Dr. Sadie, sitting medical report patient. First name is Umang, U-M-A-U-N-G, last name N-U. Date of birth is 09-02, 1946. Period examination date is 10-7-2023. Period and chief complaint, colon. Patient came today with a chief complaint. Correction, patient came today as a follow-up after hospital discharge for heart failure. And patient also complained of mild shortness of breath, comma, pain in the upper back, and nasal congestion. Peer next line, subject to colon. Patient had severe shortness of breath, resulting in pulmonary edema, and was seen in the emergency room. Patient was admitted for 4 days, and he had an acute over chronic congestive heart failure. Patient has less swelling of the lower extremities, however, they still have shortness of breath upon exertion. But patient does not have any chest pain, period. Next line. Patient may also complain of mid-back pain, and pain level is 5 or 6, and it is not radiating, period. Patient took over the counter medication with some relief, period. Next line. Patient also complained of nasal congestion for past 3 to 4 days, and there is no significant cough, comma, fever, or chills, and patient denied any exposure to serious infections, period. Next line. Patient came today as a follow-up for aortic stenosis and COPD, period. Next line. Then review of system, colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urinary incontinence, comma, cap swelling, or skin rashes, period. Next line. That's medical history. It's significant for heart failure. And he's on Lasix, 20 milligram, 2 tablets twice a day. And metoprolol, 50 milligram, 1 tablet a day, along with low salt diet, period. Patient has chronic atrial fibrillation. Okay, so the patient has a prosthetic mitral valve. Your next patient has a history of hypothyroidism and is on levothyroxine, 24 microgram once a day. The patient also has a history of COPD and is on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs 3 or 4 times a day as needed. Your next patient has a history of gastritis and is on omeprazole, 40 milligrams once a day, along with a bland diet. Okay, next line. Social history patient lives with his wife and he has a son nearby. Your patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Your next line. Patient also complained of neck pain and it is bending on the left side. Your next line. Objective colon. Make it supple without any thyroid enlargement. Your next line. Heart examination has normal first and second response without any cardiac murmurs. Your next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any reason. Your next line. Abdomen is soft, with only tenderness and bowels are active. Your next line. Extremities has pilaridema bilaterally up to mid-thigh without any skin changes. Period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Period. Next line. Musculoskeletal examination reveals mild scoliosis of the cervical spine. Period. Next line. I had a long discussion with patient regarding treatment plan and all his questions answered to his satisfaction. He verbalized for understanding. Period. Interpretation.